faint light was just enough to enable Raoul to distinguish the shape of things around him. And he could not restrain a dull cry. There were three corpses there. The first lay on the narrow landing of the little staircase. The two others had rolled to the bottom of the staircase. Raoul could have touched one of the two poor wretches by passing his fingers through the partition.
"Silence," whispered the Persian.
He, too, had seen the bodies, and he gave one word in explanation.
"He."
The commissary's voice was now heard more distinctly. He was asking for information about the system of lighting which the stage manager supplied. The commissary, therefore, must be in the organ or its immediate neighborhood. Contrary to what one might think, especially in connection with an opera house, the organ is not a musical instrument. At the time, electricity was employed only for a very few scenic effects and for the bells. The immense building and the stage itself were still lit by gas. Hydrogen was used to regulate and modify the lighting of a scene. And this was done by means of a special apparatus which, because of the multiplicity of its pipes, was known as the organ. A box beside the prompter's box was reserved for the chief gas man, who from there gave his orders to his assistants and saw that they were executed. Mauclair stayed in this box during all the performances. But now Mauclair was not in his box and his assistants not in their places. "Mauclair! Mauclair!" The stage manager's voice echoed through the cellars, but Mauclair did not reply. I have said that a door opened on a little staircase that led to the second cellar. The commissary pushed it, but it resisted. "I say," he said to the stage manager, "I can't open this door. Is it always so difficult?" The stage manager forced it open with his shoulder. He saw that, at the same time, he was pushing a human body, and he could not keep back an exclamation, for he recognized the body at once. "Mauclair! Poor devil, he is dead!" But Mr. Commissary Mifoire, whom nothing surprised, was stooping over that big body. "No," he said, "he is dead drunk, which is not quite the same thing." "It's the first time, if so," said the stage manager. "Then someone has given him a narcotic. That is quite possible."